This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavuah. So tonight, B'siyat HaShem, we'll try Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Tomorrow night, Pei Beis Amud Beis. So therefore, we stay on schedule. The Gemara has a Shaila on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Beis. The Shaila is Bo Yiminei Rava Mei Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman the following Shaila. What we know so far is Rabbanan hold, not putting on makeup, not washing, and not being mekashed is inoy nefesh. We know that according to Rab Yossi, Tashma Shamita is beinoy lebeina. The shaila is, what is Tashma Shamita according to the Rabbanan? Is it only inoy nefesh? I'm sorry. What about, is Tashma Shemitah only Beinoi Lebeina? Or is it even Inoi Nefesh? Let me clarify that. We know that the Chachamim hold in the Mishnah that not bathing, not being Mekashed is Inoi Nefesh. We know the Rabbanon say, we know Rabbi Yossi says, it's not Inoi Nefesh. We know Rabbi Yossi says, lack of Tashma Shemitah is Beinoi Lebeina. What would the Chachamim say about Tashma Shemitah? Is it only Inoy Nefesh, or is it also, I'm sorry, is it only Beinoy Lebeina, or is it even Inoy Nefesh? Is it even, we know that the Chachamim say not bathing is Inoy Nefesh, is not having Tashmish Inoy Nefesh. Boy, Minei Rav Meranachan, Tashmish Amit Rabbanon Inoy Nefeshu, Oidvarm Shabeinoy Lebeina. The Nafkamina the Ran says, we read it last time, is that if it's Inoy Nefesh, you could be made for Bein La'atznoi, Bein La'achirim. If it's Beinoi Lebeina, then he can only do it for himself. Amar Le, so Rav Nachman said to Rava, Tinisua, we learned, Unatula Anim in HaYehudim, if a woman says, I, Aser, that I am removed from the Yehudim, that she Asered Tashmish upon herself from all Jews, so the halacha is, Yafer Chelkai, he could annul his share. In other words, she is saying the Hana of all of Klal Yisrael is Asur to me, so he could annul his share that he is not Asur to her. But Utehena Tulam and Ayudim, she remains Asur to the rest of the Jews. Now the Amrit Neder Inoy Nefeshu, if you're going to say that it's afflictive, amaytei netulam and ayudim. Why is she removed from all of Klal Yisrael? Meaning, why don't we say this is nidrei inoy nefesh? Meaning like this. If she says that she's usher, all Jews are usher to her, so the halacha is that he could annul his chelek. He could say, look, you're married to me right now, and the hana that I give you is not usher to you, I annul that, but you'll still not, if I divorce you, you still will not be able to get hana from other people. Which means that Tashma Shamita is Beinoi Lebeina, it's not Inoy Nefesh. So the fact that if she says Natula Anim and Hayudim, he can only annul his share means that Tashma Shamita is only Beinoi Lebeina and it's not Inoy Nefesh. So Gemara says this is not a proof at all. L'Rabbanon Tibaylach. There's still a Shaila in the Chachamim. Mishum Dinatul Anim and Ayudim. Rabbi Yossi Katanila. This Mishnah, which is later on in the Perek, was taught by Rabbi Yossi. So you say, what? It was taught Stam. It doesn't say that these are the words of Rabbi Yossi. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, this doesn't prove that according to the Chachamim, that it's not Inoy Nefesh, because this, the author of this statement is none other than Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi holds Tashma Shamita is only Beinoi Lebeina. And based on what do we say that this statement was Rabbi Yossi? Because Rav Huna said, the Amar Rav Huna Kulei Perka, Rabbi Yossi, this whole Perek is Rabbi Yossi. Based on what? what, based on what the Rav Huna say, the whole parak is Rav Yossi. Memai, kivan diktani Rav Yossi oimer in elo nidra inoy nefesh. Since the Mishnah said, Rav Yossi commenting on the Chachamim say these nedarim are not nidra inoy nefesh. So remember in the beginning of the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis Amar Rav Yossi Ein Elu Nidre Inoy Nefesh, and then at the end of the Mishnah it said again Divrei Rav Yossi. No kidding, it said a few lines before Amar Rav Yossi. Why does it have to repeat Divrei Rav Yossi? Divrei Rav Yossi is not going back and saying everything said until now is Rav Yossi. It's going on everything that will be said for the rest of the Perek is Rav Yossi. That's what Rav Huna means, that the whole Perek are the words of Rav Yossi. Mimai, how did Rav Huna know that? Kivan diktan Rav Yossi oimer ein elo nidre inoy nefesh, because towards the beginning of the Mishnah said Rav Yossi says these nadarm are not inoy nefesh. Lama le sula misni, why would it have to then say hareza yafer? You could annul it. Divrei Rav Yossi. Shema mina. From here we see mikan ve'elach Rav Yossi here. From here we see that everything said from here and on is Rav Yossi. From here we see everything said from here and on is Rav Yossi. Okay, so that's the end of this little shtickle, and now we proceed. Amar Shmuel Meshmei de Levi. Shmuel said the name of Levi. Now, I just want to take you back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on Ayin Tes Amud Beis that if she says, I ask her all the fruits of the world, he could be made for it. If she says the peros of one Medina, he can't be made for it. He could get her apples from a different country. If she says, I'm not buying fruits in gourmet glatt, so she'll buy fruits in seasons. But if that's the only store that sells to him on credit, then and that's the only place that she could get it from, practically, then he could be mefer. That the Mishnah seems to be saying that a limitation of one type of something, be it one country, one store, that's not inoy nefesh. Because you could get it from somewhere else. But regarding that, Amar Shmuel Meshmei de Levi, Shmuel said the name of Levi, Kol Nedarim Bal Mefer Le'ishtei. All Nedarim, a husband could annul for his wife. Chutz Min Hana'asi Al Pleini. Except if she says that my Hana is Asr to Pleini. The husband could annul all Nedarim. If, let's say, the wife says, I'm not going to get Hana from Reuven, from Shimon, from Levi, it's all Inoy Nefesh. But if she says, I'm not going to give Hana to Pliny, he cannot annul it. What does he care that Pliny can't get Hana from his wife? She'eni Mefer, he can't annul it. Aval Hanas Pliny Olai Mefer. If she says, I can't get Hana from Zavulon, then he could annul it. Even though, what do you mean, so there are other people in the world besides Zavulon. Get Hana from Yisachar, get Hana from Binyamin. No, if you can't get Hana from Zavulon, then it's Inoy Nefesh. So that means Shmuel is saying that if limited restriction is Inoy Nefesh. So Gemara asks on that. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi Kondar Mishbal Mefer L'Ishtei V'hu Dehava Nidre Inoy Nefesh. And it's Nidre Inoy Nefesh. Chutz Me Hana Asay Al Pleni Dehaloi Havalei Inoy Nefesh. If she can't give Hana to Pleni, that's not Inoy Nefesh. Aval Anas Pleni Alay Mefer. The Kivin Isma Inoy Nefesh. Since it's afflictive, Apofi Shaloi Nodra Ela Me Echad, it should say Yafer. Fine. Tanan Peros Medina Zu Alay. If she answers the Peros of Canada, Yavila Mimdina Acheres. He'll bring to her from Mexico. You know, obviously not through the border anymore, but he'll take a plane. You know, he'll take a plane. So we see that restriction from one Medina is not afflictive. Because the Mishnah says if she asks her the pairs of one Medina, can annul it. Am Rabbi Yosef deka amra shatavi. No. She didn't say, I aser all the fruits from this Medina. If she would have said, I asered all the fruits, it would have been inu nefesh. What she said is, I aser all the fruits that you bring me from this Medina is inu nefesh. Because whatever you bring me from this Medina, so now I'm not even aser from this Medina. I could get Yankel to bring me from this Medina. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef deka amra shatavi. She says, whatever you bring me is aser. Says the Ran, deka amra shatavi ata, kegoin deka amra peirois medina zu alai, im tevi'em ata, avo kishavi'em acher, if someone else brings it, lo yasar at amalei, bekim deyesha takana ba'oisem peirois shalos medina, since there is a way, a remedy for those fruits of that medina, al yidei acher, lo yidami lahanos pleini alai. It's not similar to Anas Ploini Ami. The less la takana lehanois me oisei Ploini. She doesn't have a takana to be nene from that Ploini. The Ran then asks, if the reason why he can't annul it is because someone else could bring to her, then why did the Mishnah say he could bring to her from a different Medina? The Mishnah didn't say someone else could bring to her from this Medina. The Ran deals with that question. But it's not a legislated Ran. But I'm just speaking out the question. Fine. The Gemara continues, Tashma, Peirois chen v'nize alai. If let's say she says, I ask her the fruits of this store, Ein yachal lahafer. So that's against Shmuel, because we see even from one store, he can't annul. Why not? According to Shmuel, you should be able to annul. Because the hana of one place is considered afflictive. That's what Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi, Kal Nedarim, Baal Mefer Le'ishtei, Chutzmin Hana Asi Al Pleini. Says the Gemara, again, Tashma Peros Chenveni Ze Olai Ein Yachal Hafer Hachanami here too. Deka Amar, she says, Shatavi Ata, what you bring to me from this store is usher, but I have ways to get hana from the store from someone else. So that's how we get out of this second part of the Mishnah. But now the Gemara has a kasha. Loi hoisa, because the Mishnah continued. Loi hoisa parnasasa el mimenu. Let's say his livelihood was only from that store. So then harei ze yafer. He could annul it. Question. Why could he annul it? If the case is where she's saying, only what you bring to me from the store is aser, why could he annul it? Even if his livelihood is from there, he could just have someone else bring her the food from that store. V'amrit deka amra shatavi ata. And if you're going to say she's only asering where you bring it to me, amai yafer. Let's see the Ran. Tashma mi seifa hachanami de amar le shatavi ata mishamachi kibin de evshalah la asanuyim mi peris hahu chenveni gufei aide achar v'iu nami matzi maisi la miduch da achrina en yachal hafer v'amrit amar le shatavi ata amai yafer hamatzi asanuyim mehu chenveni aide achar. Now, I had a very hard time with this. I couldn't figure it out until I realized the Ran has a different gersa. And you have to have a different gersa, otherwise the Gemara just bechlal doesn't read. Ella, rather, mi de seifa, must be from the seifa de kamaisi he. If the seifa is where, not where she asers for you to get bring it to me. for her to get it. If the seifa is a case where she's not allowed to get hana, period, from the store, then the reisha is also where she can't get hana, period, from the store, and he could, and he can't be made for that neder, because a neder just to one store is not afflictive. So you read it like this. Alamida seifa de kamaisihi, havereisha nami duk de kamaisihi, kahi ikaragirsa, vahi perusha. Me de seifa de tani hareza yafer, metukma alkacha shasra ale peroisav. She's asking the fruits afilu hecha de kamaisihi, even if she brings it. Eloy asrinu, ilave alahecha de kamaisilhu, baal, because if she's only asking it where the husband brings it, amay yafer, why could he annul it? Let someone else bring it. Elvadei becholin yin asra alatzma. So then, reishanami diktani peres chedmeni ze alai ein yachal hafer. He can't annul it. It has to be bahu gavna nami mitukma that she asserted it regardless. Afil hachika tani ein yachal hafer. Dalekamidi bein reisha l'seifa. There's no other difference in the reisha l'seifa except for in the reisha. This is not the only store they could go to, and the seifa is the only store they could go to. Ella, rather, the Gemara says, Reisha in Yachal Hafer. In the Reisha, you can annul it. Aye. If you can, Udukamaisihi, even if she brings it herself. Look in the Ran, Kaloimar, three lines on the bottom. In, Vade Kushto Karmet, the Reisha Mitukma Bisha Asra Allah Peroy Sivoysa Chemini, even if she brings it. Aye, it's a kasha on Shmuel. No, Miel kasha on Shmuel. Demas nisin kula Rabbi Yosihi. The Mishnah is all Rabbi Yosi. Ula Rabbi Yosi in a chenami deni yachal hafer. According to Rabbi Yosi, you can annul it. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yosi, he doesn't hold it inoy nefesh. Shmuel, who said you could annul it, is going like the Rabbanon, who say it is inoy nefesh. Ushmuel, the Amar Mefer Stama, Vafilu Mishim inoy nefesh, Mashma Karabanon Svirlei. Well, the Gemara says, "An Amid Beis Masnisin Rabbi Yosihi, the Amar of Huna, Kulei Perkin Rabbi Yosihi, Umay Ein Yachal Hafer." What did Rabbi Yosi mean? You can annul it. What Rabbi Yosi meant is, Mishum Inoy Nefesh. He meant he can annul it because of affliction, but you could annul it because of Inoy Nefesh. I'm sorry, you could annul it because of Dvarim Shebeinoy Lebeina. Why? We'll have to see tomorrow why the Gemara is saying that even in Rabbi Yosi, it's only you can't do it Mishum Inoy Nefesh, but you could do it for other reasons. Like, who asked the Gemara to say that? Okay? That will be tomorrow night. So tomorrow night, it's a very short Amud, which will come in handy for me. Okay? So, Hatzlach Rabba, you could join us tonight, 8:30. For the mysterious ancestry of Dara Melech, and more shiurim coming. Hatzlach Rabba, have a great night. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.